Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota House Fraud Prevention Committee turned its focus to elections Tuesday and Secretary of State Steve Simon. In June, two people were prosecuted for crimes related to fake voter registration. Simon says no system's 100% foolproof.
You always have to stay one step ahead of the bad guys, that's for sure. We always want to do that. I think over the last 50 or so years in Minnesota, we've gotten to a really reliable and effective blend of access and security.
Committee chair and Republican candidate for governor, Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove.
I think the public is completely unaware that there were 500 fake registrations in Minnesota that were successfully prosecuted in federal court. And that is an important story that the public needs to know. And I do think it shows in some ways the system works, but I think it also shows where we need improvement.
Simon says no fraudulent ballots were cast or counted because the state's election safeguards caught the scheme. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer is among Republicans referring to Saturday's No Kings rallies as Hate America rallies. Jennifer O'Brien of Indivisible Twin Cities says the state's largest rally near U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis will be peaceful.
It's completely family friendly. We don't know why they think that standing up for our First Amendment rights and standing up for our communities and for healthcare and for education would ever be considered anything but pro-democracy.
O'Brien says there's a program at 1 p.m. with speakers including Attorney General Keith Ellison, followed by a march around downtown Minneapolis. At least 15 No Kings rallies are planned across Minnesota. And Amazon plans to hire 1,500 workers this holiday season in Minnesota. The positions pay an average of $19 an hour. Positions are open in Shakopee, Eagan, Lakeville, Duluth, and La Crosse. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to infiltrate poultry facilities despite ongoing improvements in biosecurity. Dr. Abby Schuft with the University of Minnesota Extension says,
we are now beyond having clean boots and clean clothing when we enter the housing where our birds are. There are so many other environmental concepts, some environmental factors that are playing into this of how the virus is spreading.
Schuft says producers need to go beyond enhanced biosecurity and adopt a broader, more conceptual approach to disease prevention. And the Minnesota Wild fall to 2-2 with a 5-2 loss to the 3-0 Stars last night in Dallas. The Wild trailed 3-0 in the third period before Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov scored on the power play, but the Stars added two empty net goals. Goaltender Philip Gustafson made 20 saves in the loss. This is MNN.